Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years as radio small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging around with me. My website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget, all can do a lot of different things there. Listen to archives, listen to the replay. This show up for 24 hours after we go off the air and on the website, and plus over 2,000, probably pushing 3,000 archives now. That are up there on the website. So check that out when you get a chance at jbsba.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Somebody else who has a pretty darn good newsletter is our guest this half hour. Phil Holland is with us. And Phil is the founder of an outstanding organization called My Own Business. And he's here to talk to us about our own businesses and how we can do a better job of starting them, growing them, and running them. Phil, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back on the show. And I'm holding a newsletter in front of me, the My Own Business newsletter, and it's the summer edition. And boy, it's pretty impressive.
Well, thank you. We have a quarterly newsletter that we publish both on the internet and also in hard copy.
I'm holding the hard copy edition that our mutual friend Bob Dillersnyder gave us.
Right. Great.
Yeah.
Great.
So congratulations on that, Phil. One of the things that you and I agree on is that one of the issues that small business owners, especially people who want to be small business owners, have on their mind is, how in the world do I get the money to start and run my business? It's the big topic, isn't it?
Well, it's probably the most commonly asked question that we have on the My Own Business website. People want to know, more often it's phrased, show me the money question.
Right.
From people who have the desire to start a business, are very enthused about all aspects of it, and they come to a huge stumbling block, which is how am I going to finance my business?
Right. Well, you know, and I get this all the time. I get emails from people who say, I want to start my own business. I have no experience. I don't know anything about business. I have no capital. Which bank should I call on? You know, where should I, or where do I get a grant? And you know, Phil, I don't know if I've told you this before. My audience has heard me say this, and they're rolling their eyes now because they know what I'm going to say. When people ask me, how do I get a grant to start my business? I write them back and I say, Grant died.
Well, Grant died, and also we might add that commercial banks died. the first place that people who come to our website, we have the 12-session course on the website, and session number two after session number one is how to pick a business. That's the first step.
Right.
And the session number two is putting together a business plan. And part of that process is having the necessary do's and don'ts in hand of knowing where to find the financing. And on our list of 10 do's and don'ts of how to finance a business, the number one don't is don't expect a bank to help finance your new business. They're just not in the business of putting up capital for new businesses.
Well, how that meeting sounds is they may put up some capital for your new business, but it won't be based on the merits of your new business. It'll be based on the merits of your own financial statement.
That's correct.
And if you don't have a sound financial statement, then as you said, there won't be any money forthcoming.
Right. There are a couple of sources of financing that tend to be overlooked. One very basic one, and this may sound old-fashioned, is that we recommend that people, first of all, who are planning to start a business, live frugally and begin saving up money and socking it away. Live humbly. The people who are starting business today are not those who are living in big houses or
right.
driving big SUVs or having $200 wristwatches. They're who, people who, throughout their youth and throughout their earning years, save money as the basic seed money to start a business. That's where it begins.
Right. But now, Phil, I hear you, and I agree with you, but, you know, we live in shake-and-bake, microwave, I-want-it-now America. And that advice is a little bit, it cuts the wrong way for a lot of folks. But you're exactly right. 20 until the hour, 39 after. We're going to be right back with our good friend Phil Holland. Right after these messages, we're going to talk more about how to finance your business, maybe even some things not to do. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Phil Holland, the founder of My Own Business. And folks, that is My Own Business is a nonprofit organization. And that's one of the reasons I admire what Phil and what he does so much, because he's doing this to help folks who maybe can't afford to buy a book or maybe can't afford to do some of the things that they'd like to be able to do. And he makes it available to them for free, this information. And Phil, I'd like for you to tell you actually the course that you've been mentioning that's available on your website. I mean, it's all free, isn't it?
Yes, it's in fact, people don't even have to log on to the course. They can just go directly into myownbusiness.org, and it's there. Incidentally, Jim, I might mention that we encourage people very strongly to take the course in the entirety. People going onto the internet tend to kind of click in and out of things, but we think that all 12 sessions, which have to do with basic business knowledge, should be completed.
How long would each session, approximately how long would each session take?
Each session includes a quiz, includes some different exercises. It takes about 3 hours to complete a session.
Right.
So it would take roughly 30 hours to complete the entire course. But the thing,
folks, one of the things I'd like to point out is, if you say, well, I don't have time to do that, then I'm going to say this to you. Unless you know everything there is to know about being a business owner, how much time do you have for failure?
Yeah, right. It's easy enough to be expert on, say, six topics, but lack of knowledge in any one of the others can be like going into a minefield and not
right.
knowing where the mines are. So having overall knowledge, we think, is really important.
And they can subscribe to your newsletter there?
Yes, that's free also.
Okay. All right, check that out, folks, at myownbusiness.org. Phil, let's talk about some other ways to, some things we should do to get our business financed.
Aside from the foundation, which is personal savings, we think probably the first source for most small businesses are friends and family. And I'm by that I mean borrowing money personally. A very widely spoken of source is by mortgaging the house, by putting a second mortgage on the house, or putting an equity loan on the house. For those who are not over borrowed on their homes, this probably is a way of raising money, but we don't particularly recommend that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't think people should bet the family jewels, including the house, on a house. There are too many other sources of financing.
Right.
Credit cards is a very popular source. Unsecured financing. Interest rates are high, but so is the risk of starting a business.
Right.
So we think another source of financing a lot of people overlook are their suppliers. People who are starting businesses can go to their vendors and get either through financing of their what they purchase, or through signage, or through advertising. There are numerous ways that the suppliers that you depend on can help finance.
Phil, that's an excellent point, and I'm really glad you brought it up, because when we think about capitalizing a company, capitalizing the starting and the growing of a business, you have to think about all the different things that you need, and capital doesn't have to be cash, does it? I mean, capital could be a lot of different things.
Exactly.
It could be some kind of a strategic alliance that could deliver the what would be tantamount to capital, couldn't it?
Exactly. There's one powerful resource that we heartily recommend that people avail themselves of, and that is the Small Business Administration.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Small Business Administration is not loan money, but they guarantee loans to make the loan attractive to a bank. A bank is very happy to make a loan that's guaranteed by the federal government. Now, I might warn people that while it's a wonderful source, you have to be prepared.
Yeah.
You can't go to the SBA with a bright idea. You have to go to them with a complete business plan and also one
right.
that makes sense.
Well, wonderful and you've got
source.
It, and you go to the SBA through the bank. Or through the lending, it's not, and
exactly.
not some SBA
exactly.
lenders are not banks, by the way. They're finance companies. Some of them are as well. But the thing is, you go through those organizations, and it's not just free money. I mean, you've got to be able to make a case for this being a good loan, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a way of starting businesses that many people would never be able to do it. I have a very close to home example of that. I own a shopping center in a suburb of Salt Lake. We mm-hmm. just opened a new store in the center called Tahiti Tan. This is a family that wanted to open a tanning salon. They put together a very sensible plan. They went to their local bank, and they got a loan that's over $100,000 guaranteed by the SBA. Without that, they wouldn't have gotten to first base.
And that's typically 80% guarantee, and the bank covers the other 20%. What about barter? I know that you talk about barter to your clients, Phil. How explain how barter works to my audience.
Well, if I were, I might give an example. If I were opening a men's clothing store, I think a great source of bartering would be trading suits for rent.
Mm-hmm.
Or trading, you know, so that there are all different ways where you can use either the services you perform or
right.
the product that you sell as an exchange for goods and services that you receive.
Right.
So that eliminates the need of financing and cash.
Right. Stand by, Phil. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 10 till. When we come back, we're going to get Phil to tell us about some of the things not to do, some of the mistakes that others have already made that you don't need to make. 10 till. Stay with us. Back at 7 till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Phil Holland, the founder of My Own Business, and that's myownbusiness.org. It's a nonprofit organization, folks, that's dedicated to helping you start, run, and grow your business, and I encourage you to take advantage, and if you don't know anything about business, and you want to be a business owner, and you don't take this course, that this 12-step course that Phil offers for free, if you don't do that, then what you're saying is, I don't care whether I succeed or not. Now, Phil, that might sound like a little tough talk, but I'll tell you, I don't think that you can coddle people when it comes to what has to be done to be successful in the marketplace. You know, being sweet to people and being, you know, coddling people is, in my opinion, is not a good thing to do.
Well, we quite agree, because people, there is certain information that has to be absorbed, and it's not easy. It takes study. It takes diligence.
Well, if people like you and I don't tell them, you know, the truth when it needs to be said, you know, their customers will sure tell them the truth, and they won't care whether their feelings get hurt. Their bankers yeah. sure won't care if their feelings get hurt. And when the vendors come for their money to get paid, they won't care whether their feelings are hurt, so they might as well get used to it. Phil, let's talk about some things not to do when we're trying to capitalize our business.
Well, first of all, on our top 10 don't list is an item which is do not ask for a loan without a detailed repayment plan in hand. Your lender is going to know very importantly how you're going to repay that loan, so you mm-hmm. need a repayment plan in hand.
Phil, one time I was talking to a banker many, many years ago, 20, 25 years ago, and he said, if you're going to bring me one thing for me to look at that you want me to make a loan on, bring me your cash flow statement that shows right. me how my payments are going to be made every month.
Right. We say to people also, don't approach a lender without a business plan in hand, including a one-year cash flow,
right.
because that is going to be a clear picture of what your realistic needs are. And we caution people, don't be afraid to borrow enough money to meet those realistic needs.
You think that's one of the big mistakes, is people underestimate how much money they're going to need?
Sure, because in some cases it's a matter of not being conservative in projections, mm-hmm. of estimating sales that are too high and estimating costs that are too low. So it has to be done on a very conservative basis. Another reason.
Let me stop you for a second, Phil, and say that one of the best exercises I think folks can do is to have two projections. One is the one that you think you can do, and the other one is the one that's somewhat less than that. That and actually the best example to use as a benchmark is, this is the one where you just break even. This is if sales are, if you're projecting X sales, then what would it take? What would sales have to be? How off would that number have to be for you to just break even? And I think I think both of those are good projections to take to your bank, don't you?
Yes, I do. Another word of saying that is to be sure you have a margin of safety, so that you will have enough money in hand to provide the financing that is needed under a basis of being conservative in what your future estimates are.
Not only does that show your banker the numbers that he or she would be interested in, it lets them know that you're capable of being realistic about how things might turn out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We don't think also people should, if at all, a thing to avoid, and sometimes we acknowledge this is hard to accomplish, we don't think that the people should sign personal guarantees unless it's absolutely necessary, and then put a cap on the personal guarantee, because without that, unknowingly, many people get into borrowing situations where it's a matter of you bet the farm.
But Phil, I will tell you, in the world out here that I live in, personal guarantees are automatic. You're not going to get any money out of a bank without a personal guarantee.
Absolutely true. We like to see caps put on those personal yeah. guarantees.
Yeah.
Even in dealing.
If you can make that happen, I agree with you. But sometimes that is not even possible. Phil, give us your website one more time.
It's www.myownbusiness.com. .org.
Don't forget, folks, he's got an outstanding program there that you can take advantage of, and it's free. Thank you for that, Phil, for making that available to my audience and to anybody who wants to listen to it. We appreciate your time today. Good job today.
Thank you so much, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
Right on.
Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I will be back tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.